So welcome to the first episode of the DB Media Podcast. We are going to have this podcast revolving around movies, TV shows, video games, everything we want to talk about with it heavily revolving around movies. The first three episodes we got are going to, we already have topics for, but normally every week, Dylan's going to pick a movie for me to watch, I'm going to pick a movie for Dylan to watch, and we are also going to go to the theaters and watch a new movie, and we'll review all three of them. So, but for the first three, we already have topics pre-planned. So we'll just go start into the first topic. What is your favorite genre of movie?
Probably action drama.
Mine's probably horror. I love horror movies. We'll just go into our top 10 movies. Top 10 for you.
I don't have a top 10 movie. Shut up. No, I just in general like watching movies. It depends on what mood I'm in for per the movie.
You don't have a top 10 movies?
No, I don't. Like, I can't ever pick a top 10 movie ever.
Can't have a top 10 list.
No, I warned you before we even started this. Like, I can't do top 10s.
Fair.
Give me
some of your favorite movies though.
Lethal Weapon 1-4.
1-4, yeah.
Goodfellas, Casino.
Okay, like those ones. And I got my top 10 list here. I like Goodfellas, or not Goodfellas, I love Goodfellas, my favorite movie, but I love Lethal Weapon. Which Lethal Weapon is your favorite?
The second one.
Second one? Is it purely because of the line, I'm getting to, but it's been revoked?
No, it's Joe Pesci. The first one's really serious, but Joe Pesci brings some comedy into it.
Fair. All right, well, I do have my top 10 here, and you can tell me what you think about it. I have, as number six, I got number 10 as Six Underground. You ever watch it?
No.
The Netflix movie with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Well, it's a Michael Bay movie, and I know.
I don't really care for Michael Bay.
You don't like Michael Bay?
No.
Dude, as soon as I started the movie, like, I was watching the opening, it was like an opening car scene, and I was like, dude,
this was probably really hard to follow.
No, there was a lot of explosions mixed with like sparks and stuff.
Yeah, it was really hard to follow.
Yeah, so I was like, this looks like Transformers. This is Michael Bay. But number nine, I got War Dogs.
Who's that got in it?
Jonah Hill and Miles Taylor.
Oh yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
See, I can never remember the name of that movie.
Yeah, dude, that movie is fantastic. I've probably seen it like 8 times.
I like it. It's pretty good.
It's based on a true story.
The guy Miles Teller plays, he's one of the extras.
Yeah, there's a scene where Miles Taylor's character is going to nursing home selling bed sheets.
Yep.
And there's a guy that they're playing the guitar playing Don't Fear the Reaper, and that's the actual guy from in real life. Now for number eight, I got Den of Thieves. With
Ben Affleck.
No, that's the town. Den of Thieves with Ice Cube's son.
I've only seen him in Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, okay. Well, Den of Thieves is Gerard Butler. You know Gerard Butler, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Gerard Butler plays like this cop, but he's kind of not really a crooked cop, but he's like do it like yourself kind of cop.
Yeah.
And he is taking down a bunch of bank robbers, and some of the bank robbers involves Ice Cube's son. Number seven, I got Joe Dirt.
Okay.
I mean, that's a perfect comedy to me.
Joe Dirt is a perfect comedy?
Yeah. Do y'all think Joe Dirt is a perfect comedy?
I mean, it's a David Spade movie produced by Adam Sandler. You could just put an actual Adam Sandler movie in there.
I love Adam Sandler movies, but I'm not like the biggest on his movies.
Okay, how far downhill did you think Joe Dirt 2 went?
That went downhill bad. Like, that was terrible.
Yeah, it released on Crackle.
Yeah. You know if a movie releases on Crackle, it was bad. Like, so number six, I got Never Back Down.
That's that UFC type movie.
Kinda. It's about like this kid who goes to high school, and
I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's Amber Heard's in it.
Exactly. The best part of this movie is the soundtrack. It's the soundtrack. Soundtrack of this movie is amazing. And number five, I got Tombstone.
Tombstone?
Yep. But I don't know. That just had to be my list. It's the perfect Western. It's fantastic. Yeah. And then number four, we got Four Brothers.
Mark Wahlberg.
What do you think about Four Brothers?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's been a while since I've seen it.
I just watched it the other night. It was really good. The number three, I got Rounders.
That poker movie?
Poker movie, yep.
With Matt Damon.
Yep.
And Edward Norton.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
I love that movie. That's a really good movie.
That is really.
I ain't seen it in like 10 years, but.
Well, I went, and the reason I found this one is I watched Mississippi Grind. You actually recommended that to me.
Mississippi Grind?
Yeah, is that what it's called?
I didn't recommend that to you.
Someone with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, I did. I told you about it because I was planning on watching it, but I never watched it.
Well, it was fantastic, and then this was one of the recommended movies, so I went and watched it, too. And then number two, I share Casino with you, because Casino's... Yeah. Like, you can't go wrong with a Martin Scorsese movie. Like,
yeah, but something I've noticed about all his movies is there's always a narrator.
Yeah, yeah. I recently watched The Bike Riders, and which was I had way too big of expectations going into it, but it let me down. But it gave me really big Martin Scorsese vibes. Like,
because it narrated so much.
It narrated it, but just the way it was shot, like it was like a regular Martin Scorsese movie. And then number one, I got Goodfellas. I mean, you can't go wrong with Goodfellas. Mm-hmm. Like Ray Liotta, perfect in that movie. All right, moving on to the next topic we got here. Next topic is we have top 10 comedies. Since you don't do top 10 movies, can you give me top 10 comedies?
No.
You can't? Okay.
Hey, let me try here. This probably isn't any actual order if I had to think about it. Ace Ventura, one and two. That's two. Billy Madison, Waterboy, Happy Gilmore. The Neighborhood Watch with Vince Vaughn.
End of Watch. No, not End of Watch.
Neighborhood Watch.
Is it Neighborhood Watch? I think it's called Neighborhood Watch.
I think it is. Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller.
I know what you're talking about. With the aliens?
Yeah.
The dope movie. That is so good. I don't know. You can't go wrong with Vince Vaughn. I just recently watched Delivery Man with him in it.
The Mask. Waterboy. Yes Man.
Yes Man's a good one. Red Bull. You get Red Bull, get Red Bull?
Yep. Yeah, let me think of one more here. Little Nicky.
Little Nicky's a good one. I always get crap for liking Little Nicky.
I've never heard anybody that doesn't like Little Nicky,
dude,
except for old people.
Dude, my brother hates Little Nicky.
Wow.
He just doesn't like it. I love Little Nicky. It's one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. All right, so my top 10 comedies, you tell me what you think about them. Have you seen the remake of National Lampoon's Vacation?
Yeah.
What do you think about it? That's my number 10.
The remake with Ed Helms?
Yes.
That's not a remake. It's a reboot.
Reboot. Okay. Reboot. What do you think about it?
It was really funny the first time around, but after like the third time, it just doesn't really hold up.
Really?
After you watched it a couple of times.
I've watched it a few times. I love it. It makes me laugh just as hard every time I watch it.
I think the funniest part of the whole movie is like you're never too old for your dad to give you a rim job.
It's like give you a late night rim job, and that guy just turns around and walks back into the hotel. And then number nine, I got The Rocker with Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson.
When I tell you I've seen that movie so many times, I could quote it from front to back.
I know you've liked that movie since the fifth grade.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What do you think about it?
Okay.
All right, number eight, The Wedding Ringer. What do you think?
Kevin Hart.
Yep.
Again, same thing with the reboot of Vacation.
Really?
It's a funny movie. It's just, like, it doesn't hold up for me, like, after the third or fourth time.
I've seen it, like, I've probably seen it about 10 times. I love that movie. My Cousin Vinny.
I love that movie. That movie is absolutely hilarious. That movie will stand the test of time.
I agree. I watched it again the other night, and I was so Courtney, my wife, was looking for a movie to watch, and I recommended it. I fell asleep during half of it because I've seen it a million times. She woke me up and was like, "That was a great movie." I was like, "You know, kid."
No, that's probably my favorite Joe Pesci comedy.
Yeah,
he started singing, and he quit acting in 2000.
You told me about something.
Yeah,
about
and
it.
He started singing. He's really good.
I had to look him up. I ain't heard nothing he's sung before.
He's really good.
Grown-ups. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
That reminds me, because one of the reasons we started this podcast, because the Joker 2 movie.
Oh, yeah. The whole reason this podcast has been started was so we could warn people about bad movies. Joker 2, absolutely terrible movie.
Yeah, but actually, there was one song during Joker 2 that I sang along to specifically because I heard Joe Pesci sing it.
So, we'll take a break from this Top 10 Comedies. What did you think about the Joker? I forgot to do the review right at the beginning of it.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I agree. It was very dumb. I'm a huge fan of the first one.
Oh, spoilers ahead.
Yeah, let's do a spoiler-free first.
It sucks. Don't watch it. No. Spoilers again.
Okay. Now we'll get into the spoilers. Okay. So I'm a huge fan of the first one. You know that it was in my top 10 DC movies forever.
I didn't really like the first one, but I thought I'd watch a second one, but I didn't really care for it. Didn't like the Joker. I don't like a villain that you have to feel bad for. And that's what he was.
I agree. You can't feel bad for the Joker, like, especially with, like, the comic books, like the Killing Joke, stuff like that. Like, you can't. This guy kills children.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Straight up kills children, and you want me to feel bad for him?
Yeah.
Right, I can do that.
Oh, no. Society was mean to me.
For real. So, part two just wasn't good. Like, that the musical choice was definitely a choice. Like, and it hurt the movie. Like,
yeah, you didn't have. Well, I keep seeing reports that they purposefully made this movie bomb, like, because they wanted to get back at Joker fans for, like, having them make another one or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen, like, stuff like that on, like, TikTok and stuff.
And then the fact that at the end they reveal that Arthur Fleck was never really the Joker.
That's what ruined it for me for the first, like, so I love the first one, my top 10 DC movies. I got out of the theater and I removed it from my list, and I, like, it hurt the first one for me.
Yeah,
like, because you got me thinking, all right, this guy's a Joker. Second, the end of the movie, he gets stabbed and the real Joker comes out. Dude, it's the most.
Yeah, so you've wasted like 4 hours of my time telling me a story about a random Gotham citizen.
Yeah, we didn't get the backstory of the Joker. We got
Batman never saved this guy. Why should I care?
We got the backstory of a random inmate at Arkham. Like, dude, it was so stupid.
Yeah.
He said it completely ruined the movie for me.
Yeah.
So back to the top 10 comedy. I got number 6 is Grown Ups.
Grown Ups is pretty good.
What do you think about, like, first and second one? How they compare?
Second one could use a lot more Rob Schneider.
I agree. That's my only complaint with the second one is it didn't have no Rob Schneider in it.
Yeah, no Rob Schneider. So that kind of. So that's why it's not as good as the first one, but it's still pretty good.
I think it does really well with how it has Shaq in it. Like, that's kind of a boost for me because he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Especially in that movie. Now, number 5, I got Tenacious D.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Been a while since I've seen that, but. They got back together, didn't they?
Yeah, they done like a whole tour recently.
Yeah, but they broke the tour up and then they got back together. I don't.
That's because of something that Kyle Gass said on stage. That it was crazy. You know, Tenacious D. I every time I watch that movie, dude, it makes me laugh. The Hangover. Hangover One.
Hangover One's funny because. Mainly the funniest part about the movie is when they're trying to get Mike Tyson's tiger back to him.
Dude, I think the funniest time is when those cops arrest him, they get tased.
No, the funniest part is when they walk back into their room and Mike Tyson's sitting there singing, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. All
right, I'll give you that. Now, what I do not believe is that they should have had two more.
The second one was hilarious. The third one, you could have done without.
I don't think they should have either one, but I think you can justify the second one a lot more than you can the third one. Like, the second one's okay, but, like, the third one's like, just let this series die. You know what I mean?
The second one, I feel like it was completely justified because Ed was in a horrible... Ed Helms, I forget his character's name in the movie.
Stu, yep.
But, yeah, he was in a terrible whipped relationship, and he broke it off, and then... But we see in this movie that he's happy, but then he gets raped by a ladyboy.
He does get raped by a ladyboy.
Actually, no, it was consensual. But he was
roofied. It was consensual at the time, but he was roofied, yeah. That's one of the funniest scenes of that whole movie. Number three, The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
That's another movie, like you said, like My Cousin Vinny. It will withstand the test of time. I think it'll always be funny. There'll never be a time I don't turn this movie on to laugh. Yeah. Number two.
Actually, before you move off that, I feel like they gave Leonardo DiCaprio an Oscar for The Revenant because he deserved it for The Wolf of Wall
Street. I 100% agree. Don't get me wrong, his performance in The Revenant was amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking his performance for The Revenant at all. But he deserved it for The Wolf of Wall Street, and he didn't get it. So I feel like that Oscar was just a makeup.
I 100% agree. The Wolf of Wall Street, I think he agreed. He deserved it more than The Wolf of Wall Street. That movie was amazing. And Jordan Belfort, actually, the real Jordan Belfort, makes an appearance at the end of the movie. The motivational, like whenever he's doing the motivational speeches, the guy who announces him, that's the real Jordan Belfort.
Huh.
Pretty cool. And then number two, I got Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's a good movie.
I love that movie. I'm a Dapper Dan, man. I love that, yeah. That's another one that is...
Forever, I thought George Clooney was the one who sang Man of Constant. I didn't know until I was like 12 that it was the Soggy Bottom movies.
Dude, that movie is another one that is carried very, very heavily by its soundtrack for me. Just like Never Back Down, Never Back Down earns like a bunch of points for me because its soundtrack was so good. And then number one, I got Joe Dirt. That was on my top 10 list. That's kind of obvious for me. Yep. Joe Dirt's just amazing. But like you said, the second one, like, you know, if it's released straight to Crackle, it's a bad movie. And then, so do you have any hot takes on movies?
None that's really coming to mind right now. I have about a TV show.
Okay, what's that?
Supernatural. I hate how Dean died. I'm fine that he's dead. Right. Like, I get it. Like, he was never going to live a family life.
Right.
But he should have died eating a cheeseburger.
No, I agree. I don't like how Dean died either. After he kills God, there's nowhere else for him to go. You know what I mean? Like, nothing else could kill him. I don't know. I just think I would have wanted to see him go out fighting. I wouldn't have wanted to see him get killed by a rebar.
Technically he did go out fighting. A vampire just smacked him onto a rebar.
Yeah, but he didn't. Like, he went out because he fell on a piece of rebar. Like, I'd like to have seen something, like, tear into him. And that'd be a way to kill him.
Like the Hellhounds?
Like the Hellhounds. I'd like to see that, like... No, not exactly Hellhounds, but
that,
like,
that was a terrible death for him.
I liked that death. I mean,
that bothered me for eternity. Damn demon dogs killed me. Like, you're up there in heaven just sulking because you got killed by a Hellhound.
Well, here's my hot take. I don't think Marvel movies are really cinema.
You don't think they are?
No.
I agree with you because they're not. They're events.
Yeah, see, I like, don't get me wrong, we love Marvel movies.
Yeah.
They're some of our favorite movies to talk about, but they're honestly, I don't think they're cinema.
No, they're they're more like events. Like that's why a lot of them, I feel like, aren't doing too well, because they don't get turned into events. Like Deadpool Wolverine, that was a whole event. Like everything had something to do with Deadpool Wolverine, restaurant meals.
We got there, people were dressed up as Deadpool. No, I agree. Like, it's hard for me to, like I said, just think of Marvel movies as cinema. They're not for me. Like I said, they're events. They're fun to go to. I'm going to go to all of them.
Yeah.
But I like real movies, you know what I mean? So what's your favorite long-lasting movie series?
Long-lasting movie
series? Yeah, one that's had more than two series in it but still going.
That's still going?
Yeah. Still going or recently ended?
Movie series?
Yeah. Like Fast and Furious. Like just anything.
I lost
like
interest
that.
In that after 7.
Really?
Yeah. I watched 8. Never watched 9. Still haven't watched 10.
Really? Dude, 10's the best. Well, I shouldn't say the best, but 10's really good.
Honestly, my favorite Fast and Furious movie is the 3rd one. Tokyo Drift.
Really? Don't wrong. Tokyo Drift is top 3 for me, but I wouldn't put it as my favorite.
It's the best Fast and Furious movie.
I can't put a Fast and Furious up there that doesn't have Dominic Toretto in it.
I can. Very easy.
Well, so do you have one that that's your favorite, or some that are your favorites?
Fast and Furious?
No. Long-lasting movie series.
Oh. Like, what, other than the MCU and
Fast
and Furious?
Like, Fast and Furious, Planet of the Apes, Saw came out.
I like the Planet of the Apes movie. Didn't care too much for the last one. It was good, but, you know, Caesar's dead, and the new protagonist just isn't that interesting.
I agree, yeah. What was the new one called? Dawn of the Planet? No, it was
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes,
yes. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I agree. The first three, I think, are a perfect trilogy. It's the only three movies in a trilogy that I have rated gave a perfect rating to.
Yeah.
And
my favorite one's the second one.
The second one's really good. I would have to go with War, though, just because Woody Harrelson brings a whole new, like, vibe to the movie.
Yeah.
Like, with him being the general and everything, it brings a whole new vibe to the movie. But I agree. The fourth one, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I wouldn't say it was really bad because I enjoyed it, but with Caesar dead, it's really hard to replace him with a good antagonist or a protagonist.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it was...
I don't know. But then again, Caesar wasn't really that big of a protagonist. He was kind of real timid and stuff like the protagonist was in the first movie. He grew out of it.
What do you think about them thinking, or what about them saying that they're going to make this a 9-series movie? And they've already had 4 out, so they got 5 more to make.
Well,
I think it's what said 9.
If they depends on how they move forward with the next one, because the humans started talking with the radio communication and stuff. So I think it's gonna be a big battle or something. But if they don't do it right, nobody's gonna really care.
I agree. Yeah, it can be a great movie.
Yeah,
but they just have to, it's hard for movie studios to do stuff right like that.
Yeah,
but I'd say my favorite long lasting series right now is probably either Fast and Furious, just because I don't care how many of those they make. They could fight the Avengers in the next movie. I'm going to go watch it.
I mean, if they fight the Avengers, then I basically have to watch it.
Well, you know what I mean. But if they, it doesn't matter what they do with the next one. Next one, they say, "Hey, dinosaurs come back." I'll be the first one to buy a ticket. Like, but
we don't like dinosaurs. We got family.
Dinosaurs can stay extinct. My family cannot go extinct. Yeah. Or VHS. I don't know if you've ever seen the VHS movies.
Yeah. I seen the first one. The first one was okay, and then I watched some of the second one. I was like, okay, this is stupid, and then I turned it off.
Well, the new one just came out a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago. I've yet to watch it, but my favorite horror series going on. They only got one bad movie. That's very, very rare when it comes to horror series. Like,
was it the second one?
It's the third one.
Yeah.
The third one was bad.
Yeah. You should have disliked the second one, too.
The second one's my favorite. What's wrong with the second one?
I can't even remember.
So you can't see if you can't.
I just know that I turned it off after like the first two clips, and I was like, "This is stupid. The graphics are terrible."
If you can't justify it, don't tell me it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll go back and hate watch it,
and then we'll review it
with the justification.
That might be my one first movie I give you to review.
VHS 2.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Don't do that to me.
Huh?
Don't do that to me.
Now, another one I got is Saw. Saw is probably one of my favorites.
Is that still going on?
Last Halloween, there was a new one come out.
Oh, that Spiral with...
No, it was after Spiral. They had one come out, Saw 10, Saw X. It was a prequel. It was told between Saw 2 and 3, I want to say. Either 1 and 2 or 2 and 3, but John Kramer was alive. It was about him going down to Mexico for experimental cancer surgery. And what they done is they took all his money. And they was like, "You're cured." And they never even, like, cut him open. And he finds out he still has cancer. And they took $100,000 from him. So he puts all the doctors and the nurse into a Saw game. Best Saw movie, in my opinion, besides, like, maybe the second one. The second one's probably my favorite. And then I got Rocky on this list, too, because...
Do the Creed movies count on that?
Yeah, Creed movies count. Okay. It's got Sylvester Stallone in it, so I'd count.
Well, the third Creed movie don't count.
Why not? Okay. Rocky was in the first two Creed, so I count Creed as canon to the Rocky universe, because it is. But, I mean, Jonathan Majors, I think Creed 3... was definitely a letdown. One was great. Two was phenomenal. Three was kind of a big letdown.
What Tremors are we on?
Tremors are you? I think Tremors. There's seven of them.
After the second Tremors, it is just a god awful.
Yeah, I agree. The first two Tremors were great. I think there's seven Tremors, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
A lot of people would think that because the second Tremors didn't have Kevin Bacon in it was what ruined it. What really ruined it was Reba McEntire not being in it.
McEntire?
I love Reba.
Fair. Kevin Bacon not being in it definitely hurt it.
Yeah. No, I was just joking.
Kevin Bacon was one of the best parts of the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about a least favorite long-lasting movie series? One that lasted too long, it's already over, or one that's still going that you wish they would just end?
Probably be Fast
and Furious. I knew you were going to say that.
Fast and Furious, like, as the series started out, it's supposed to be Paul Walker as the protagonist. He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah. Like, Vin Diesel took over that franchise. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you're not.
What'd you think? So, I read something online. I don't know how true it is. I read something online about how The Rock, was done with Fast and Furious. You know, him and Vin Diesel had like on-set beef and all that. They were done with it. He was done with it. Then he made Black Adam, and he was like, "I'm going to, you know, dive headfirst into the superhero thing." And then it bombed. Black Adam was god-awful. And then in Fast X, he has a cameo in the post-credit scene where he comes back. Like, it's like, all right, bro, tried to come out of this, but, yeah.
I keep on seeing things, like, all the time where they're, like, they're him and Vin Diesel's fighting. They're not fighting.
I saw, yeah.
Now it's like reality TV with them.
Tyrese Gibson even got in on it. Like, him and The Rock went at it. I don't know how true that is either, but it's just stuff I've read online. So, least favorite for me, Harry Potter. I think it went on for too long. I get the books. I get the source material. It wasn't the fact that it went on too long. It was just the fact that I think the last two or three movies weren't that good. Well, I don't know. I couldn't stand the last one for sure. The last two, maybe. Half-Blood Prince was all right, but Deathly Hallows, I didn't really like it that much.
I mean, I felt like it did pretty good. But all book series movies do that.
Yeah.
They'll take the last book and make it into two movies. Twilight did that.
Yep. Yeah. Twilight wasn't that bad.
No, I mean, I watched it.
You know. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. My biggest one, though, has to be Terminator.
Yeah, they ruined that.
Yeah, let that movie die, dude. Mm-hmm. They should have let it die. I could have at least gone to Salvation. You know what I mean? Like, Terminator 3 was good, but that's when it started to decline.
Yeah.
And then Terminator 4 Salvation came out, and he was like, maybe just let this one go, dog. And then they just kept on cranking them out, and they kept retconning the story. And
yeah, the minute they killed Eddie John.
Eddie John.
Edward Furlong, John Connor. Edward Furlong played John Connor in the second Terminator.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
I just called him Eddie John.
Yeah, I agree.
Tried to shorten it, and you just prolonged.
I'm sorry. Another one, yeah, but the Terminator, they shouldn't let that one go. Like, Genesis was bad.
Yeah, I forget whichever one they killed Eddie John.
then you got the Expendables.
Yeah, they probably should have just stopped after the second one.
Yeah, so I'm good with the Mel Gibson one, the third one.
I never watched it.
It's really good. Okay, let me backtrack. It wasn't really good, but it was good. Like, it was a fun action movie to watch, but
I watched, like, the first couple of minutes of it. Terry Crews died. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, he didn't die. He was in the hospital the whole movie.
I thought he died.
No. And then the fourth one came out. And I saw all the bad reviews. I mean, people were dogging this movie. And I was like, I'm not going to watch it. Came out for free on streaming. I think it was free. Or maybe paid 99 cents to watch. Something like that. Came out, and I was like, I'll just give it a shot. One of the worst action movies I've ever watched. Like, Barney dies in the movie. He doesn't really. And you weren't going to watch it, so I'm explaining it for you. But, yeah. And they pull his burnt hand out of a plane crash, and they're having, like, a bar celebration around it, and it's, like, in a bowl going like this. Like, that's just ignorant. Like, I don't know. It didn't seem very...
Right, that's Sylvester's character, right?
Yeah. It didn't seem, like, very realistic to me. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, you pull your friends... Let's drink around his dead hand.
Yeah, just around his dead hand, flipping everybody out. Yeah, it was stupid. And then they had bad effects, like bad CG, bad explosions, like everything. Yeah. And then last one that I think really just needs to end, just needs to stop. They've already ruined it, Star Wars.
Yeah, the last Star Wars movie completely ruined the entire series for me.
It shouldn't take three protagonists to kill one antagonist.
Yeah, the minute they brought Palpatine back, I was like, okay, no.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, the 4, 5, and 6 came out before 1, 2, and 3. Like, and it's fine that you used 1, 2, and 3 to tell you why his son is fighting his boss, you know.
right.
But then you went and ruined it by making his granddaughter ends up being the one to kill him. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah. And Luke's supposed to be this, like, big old Jedi who killed Palpatine. He didn't even kill Palpatine.
He did, but Palpatine come back as a clone because he had a plan.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I think they wrote themselves into a hole by killing Snoke, and then
I agree. They killed off their big bad too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was like, let's bring back Palpatine.
The TV shows aren't helping. Like, I know they're trying to expand on the universe, but the TV shows are just, I think, digging a bigger hole.
I like Mandalorian.
I love Mandalorian. I won't say nothing bad about that because I really enjoy that one. I like Book of Boba Fett.
I ain't watched Book of Boba Fett. I watched the first two seasons of Mandalorian, that's it.
I'm on season 3 right now. Book of Boba Fett, though, I'd watch it if they put it back out. But stuff like, I can't remember what that new one's called. But like Rogue One and stuff like that. The only spinoff that was good. The Acolyte was terrible.
Yeah, like, they canceled that real quick.
Because it was overwhelmingly bad.
I think... I'm glad enough people didn't hate watch it.
Yeah, no, I watched it. I gave an open mind. I love bad movies. Like, things that I see that are like, people are like, oh, this is a bad movie. I'm willing to give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Like the show Velma.
Hated that show.
I never watched it because I knew a bunch of people was going to hate watch it and is going to get a season two. I seen today that it finally got canceled.
I saw that too, yes. I decided to watch Velma just to give it a shot. Again, I'm willing to give anything a shot. But if it's bad, it's bad. You know what I mean? And Velma was absolutely terrible.
Yeah. That's how I am. That's why I watched Joker 2, because I didn't like the first Joker.
Right. Yeah, give it a shot, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, maybe he will become a psycho guy that I don't have to feel bad for.
Right, yeah.
But no, he gets raped.
He does get raped. It's left up to speculation, but I'm pretty sure he gets raped. Like,
there's nothing to speculate. I just didn't want to go into detail. Like, they pulled his pants down and shoved him to the ground in the shower.
Yeah, they raped him. Yeah, so Star Wars, I just think let it in. Like, I love the series.
I think they're gonna be done with Star Wars movies for a while. But as far as series and stuff go, I think they're gonna do a bunch of prequels that take place between and before the first three.
They'll just ruin it.
Yeah, that's what they did with the Acolyte, because Anakin's no longer special. Oh.
Yep.
He's no longer Star Wars Jesus.
Yep, exactly.
They can just do whatever they want.
So next one I got here, though, is Beverly Hills Cop. The only reason I added that one is because the new one just came out. Have you seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
What do you think about those?
I ain't watched the fourth one, but I thought the first three was pretty funny.
The first two was funny. The third one is where I start to lose interest. I didn't like the third one at all. I don't know. A lot of the jokes for me just fell flat. And
it's been a while since I've seen the third one.
I binged them all right before the fourth one came out.
I ain't watched the fourth one. I just got Netflix back.
The fourth, give it a watch. It's not bad. Like, it's worth watching. Like, it's got some solid action scenes. Eddie Murphy crashes a helicopter. Pretty dope. But it suffers from a lot of what everything suffers from now, just the jokes fall flat. They try to be a little too woke about everything. And yeah. And then, okay, no, actually, last one I got here is, I got two more. I got Jurassic Park. What do you think about that?
I still haven't watched World Dominion, the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Still ain't watched yet.
What do you think about it? Have you seen where they announced the new one coming out?
Yeah, I heard something about it.
Scarlett Johansson's going to be the protagonist.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
I'll give her a shot.
I mean, as long as she knows about dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot, but the first, okay, so first Jurassic Park, golden movie. Second one, loved it. Third one was my childhood movie. I watched it in a little loop. The Jurassic World, great. Second Jurassic World started to get declined a little bit in quality. The last one is called Dominion.
I think so.
God awful movie. Like, there's only been maybe three movies that I've watched and been like, I want my time back. And that's one of them. Yeah. Like,
there's two movies for me. It's Joker 2. I regret ever stepping foot in that theater. Terrible, awful waste of time. I loved you, Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know why you did this to me. But and the other one is like they dubbed it over in English. It was a Russian movie. I think it was called Day Watch or something like that. It just aggravated me to death. Like the noises and effects they used, like the sounds just irked me and I couldn't watch it.
Fair. Mine would be Jurassic Park, and then I had
Dominion. Right?
Dominion, yeah, Dominion. And then the other one I had was Halloween Ends.
Yeah, I can honestly say it only took like 15 minutes of my time.
Did you turn it off?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't understand it. They tried to do a Michael Myers movie without Michael Myers?
Yeah.
He was in the movie for like a total of 15 minutes?
Well, technically, it's not a Michael Myers movie. It's a Halloween movie because they have multiple
I know, yeah.
Multiple Halloween movies. the second or third Halloween movie doesn't have
Season of the Witch. Yeah. They, because the original plan was to have different Halloween stories every movie, and they made Michael Myers' story two movies, and the third one was going to be like about this like toy designer that kills kids, and the after it came out, it bombed because everybody was expecting Michael Myers, and Michael Myers became like the staple of that series, and they tried to do the exact same thing with Halloween Ends, and it was trash. Like, I remember coming out of the theaters, and I looked at Courtney, and I was like, I need my money back. Like, I want my money back. I want my time back. I wish I never watched that movie. But last one I got here is Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters? You don't like that movie?
No, I love Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Freaking love them. The remake, or the reboot, with the all-female cast, with, like, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, that was just unnecessary.
100% unnecessary. But then they had these other two movies coming out, Frozen Empire and...
I never watched them.
The first remake is decent. Like, it's good to... Like, it was back when everything was doing, like, a nostalgia ride. You know what I mean? Like, they had the Spider-Mans coming back. It's like, why not bring Ghostbusters back for a movie? That's fun. Cool. Don't make it another series, dude. Like, then they have Frozen Empire come out. Frozen Empire was not that good. Like, honestly, just... You're not wasting your time if you skip it.
Honestly, they floated the idea a couple years back, but I'd like to, if they rebooted an 80s project, I'd like them to reboot Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, me too.
With Tom Holland and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Somebody floated that out there a while ago.
I could get behind... some reboots are good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it's done right, it's great.
But then again... the first three are they're classics, and you don't really want to mess with classics. I guess that's why they didn't go ahead and remake the fourth, fifth, and sixth Star Wars.
Right.
They're classic movies, so they just added on to them.
I'd rather have a complete reboot than just a continuation. Because, like, if you reboot it, I think you can justify changes. But if you, like, do a continuation, and you're trying to change things or retcon stuff, you're like... It's like, that wasn't necessary. Just make a whole new...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Ghostbusters just wasn't for me, but I would love to see a Back to the Future reboot.
Yeah.
Tom Holland would be a perfect Marty, I think. Long-lasting movie series that could be brought back. One that's ended that you wish would be brought back.
Well, I heard there... How many movies in the series does it have to be?
Just two.
Two?
Yeah. We'll call that as a series.
Okay. Well, I know they're making a fifth Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, that's at the top of my list because I remember reading about them trying to make a fifth one. Like, it's in production and everything.
Yeah.
I would love that. Like, Lethal Weapon's another series. Like, I very rarely has a whole series been rated perfect for me.
Yeah.
And the only one that I've not rated perfect for a Lethal Weapon is the third one.
Yeah.
Like, one and two, some of my favorite action movies. The fourth one is my favorite Lethal Weapon movie. The third one just kind of loses me there for a minute, but still great. Still fantastic. Yeah,
it's still a good movie.
Yeah. It just dips in quality, I think.
A movie series that I'd like them to continue. What was it? Not a movie. It's kind of too late for them to do it now. Unless they did like a time skip, but there's a show that I want them to bring back. The only way they can do that is if they make the continuation animated or if they do a big time skip. And that's My Name is Earl.
I 100% agree. The way that My Name is Earl.
I hated how My Name is Earl ended. That is, it's...
That will forever. More than
any other show ending, I hated that.
That will forever be my biggest wish in anything to do with movies, TV shows, that they just bring... Give me one season.
I think if they do a time skip, I want Earl to be picking up Randy from prison. And that's how they explain why he got so big.
That would be great, yeah, because Randy went from what...
Like, I don't want him to be in there for some serious crime. Like, he's just being silly and caused a lot of property damage or something.
I agree, because you can't really have like a time skip with like Randy being like the Pillsbury Doughboy to being the freaking Hulk, because he's jacked now. But that'll be my forever wish. Is I wish My Name's Earl would come back. Like, what I got here is The Collector. Have you ever seen The Collector? It's a horror movie.
No,
it's like Saw. Think of it as Saw, but on steroids. Like, this guy collects people and, like, puts them through, like...
Oh.
Yeah, it's torture porn, but it's really good. Another one I got here, Now You See Me.
They're making a third one.
Yeah, I just read about that, like right after I added this to my list, so I thought about taking it off, but I'm over the moon that they're making a third one. The first two were amazing. The reveal at the end that the cop was in on it the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're good movies. They're just nothing I really think about too often.
Really? Dude, I think about it every time someone brings up Jesse Eisenberg or Woody Harrelson.
I think it kind of sucks that they're not going to let the, now that you brought up Jesse Eisenberg, that they're not going to let the DCU finish out.
I don't even get me started. Jesse Eisenberg was a fantastic Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
But that's our next episode. All superheroes.
I don't know what James Gunn is really doing. I hope he has a plan.
I hope he does too. We'll talk more about that in the next episode because we got a whole topic on James Gunn, dude. All right. So top filmmakers or directors.
Mel Gibson, Martin Scorsese. I'm just naming these off. This is in no order.
Mel Gibson's one of the best.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
Mel Brooks.
Yep.
You don't know who that is.
Yeah, he made Blazing Saddles, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Mel Brooks. You said top five?
Just give me, top five.
Adam Sandler.
That's a good one. So here's my top five, least to best. Kevin Smith. I'm a sucker for Kevin Smith movies. I know they're dumb. I know they're like frat boy humor.
Yeah.
But I love them. Any of them I turn on, like it's like a guilty pleasure. And then four is Steven Spielberg. Obviously, he's like the GOAT. Like, he made some of the best classics there is. Number three for me, though, is Christopher Nolan. I mean, his work from Batman to Oppenheimer to Inception. Like, Inception's one of the greatest movies to ever be put to cinema.
That's the one where he goes into dreams.
Eh? Yep. Like, it don't get better than, it does get better than Christopher Nolan. But it's hard to top Christopher Nolan. And then we got Martin Scorsese.
Yep.
And he made my favorite movie of all time, Goodfellas. And then we have Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino, I mean, is like he, some of the best.
Is he still, does he still have one more movie coming out?
Yes. So what I've read online, I've listened to him talk, is he said that he wants to do 10 movies. Then he's focusing on books, plays, stuff like that. And he wrote, I don't know how true it is, but I read online that he wrote an entire movie called The Film Critic and like completely scrapped it because he wasn't happy with it. Which, I mean, I'm glad he does that.
He wants to go out on a high note. That's good.
Yeah, well, all nine of his movies have been perfect. Like, you cannot convince me any less. Like, all nine of them are great movies. We're going to talk, like, top three actors real quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
Top three actors?
Yeah. Just actors you think just do it. They don't have to be your favorite, but just actors that kill it every time they do it.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
You've seen Gangs of New York?
Yes, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Leonardo DiCaprio. These are just actors I think are really good.
Yep.
Mel Gibson.
My three that I got is three actors that I've never seen them put out a bad... Like, they do bad movies. Like, everyone has bad movies. But even in bad movies, they knew what to do. Like, they said their performance, they become the character. Johnny Depp, I think he does some great movies. Robert De Niro, one of my all-time favorite actors. And then my favorite actor of all time is Nicolas Cage. He can be in the worst movie, and he has some bad movies.
Yeah, he really has some bad movies.
But you can't convince me otherwise. In any of his bad movies, he is performing to the top of his ability.
I don't know. Some of them I feel like he's not trying.
Really? No, I think he becomes every character.
I feel like some of them he just does for the money.
For what?
For the money.
I don't know. I just don't think that. But this is going to conclude our episode unless you want to say anything else.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, like, share, subscribe to the channel. We're going to do more. Our next episode is going to be, we're going to be talking about Marvel movies, DC, anything superhero will be our next episode.
So, catch us next week.
Yep.
See you guys later.
See ya.